what's up, y'all? It is another what?
Wheel Wednesday.
And we are back. I feel like we haven't done one of these in a while because we've actually been uploading the ones that are from SEMA and stuff like that. We had a cool conversation, so we decided to upload those for you guys so it doesn't lose relevancy and all that stuff. So figured we'd upload those. Hopefully you guys got to check out the conversations that I had with my boy Sherwin, as well as some of the homies that were in our booth. The Go-Go
Reza,
Gear.
Yeah, Reza, Arsham. You also did one with Human.
That's right. That's right. My boy Human was in the house as well. It was fun, man. What did you think of SEMA, by the way? It was his first SEMA, by the way.
First SEMA. Yeah, no, it was really cool, honestly. I feel like it'd be a lot cooler if you were a spectator rather than a booth and you had to work.
Yeah.
But being able to walk around the show would have been really cool. But the place is so big.
Yeah.
That, like, even if you weren't working, I don't think you could see the whole thing.
Yeah.
In the time frame that you have, because it's just such a big show.
People don't realize that. Obviously, the spectacle part of SEMA is what people always are hyping up. But for us as a manufacturer and people who are working there, mm-hmm. it was exhausting.
Listen, I never even saw the upstairs of the building that we were in.
Bro,
I never even saw that.
Bro, I went to another part of the show. Mm-hmm. The North Hall or something like that.
Right.
And I was so zoned out that by the time I got there, I didn't even realize where I was. Like, it was just that overwhelming. And I had a good time. Don't get it twisted.
It was
overwhelming for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to get right into it. So obviously, if you guys seen the title and what we're talking about today, Acura revealed that they are releasing the 2024 Integra Type S.
Integra Type S.
Boo.
Luis,
that's how
boo.
I feel.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I feel. Now, the reason why I feel, well, if you don't know, Acura just released it, basically put out some photos with the livery being not shown, obviously, but, you know, it was camouflage images of the car. And I'm excited for it, but not excited for it. But that's the reason why we're getting into it, mm-hmm. because let's just say, this is, which is what Honda does and Acura does, is basically they decided to just release the Type R in a different version for people mm-hmm. that want a more expensive looking version of it, I would say.
Yeah.
Right? Or no? What do you think?
That's one way to put it. I mean, I'm really excited about the Type S.
Why is this?
Well, one, I love Hondas.
Yeah.
Two, I have a strong connection with the Type S's. My friend used to have a DC5 Type S, and that thing was awesome. So, you know, and the Type S is kind of the, you know, it's kind of the OG. Like, there was no Type R until what, 2016, 2017 here in the States. So before that, all you really had was the Type S. I think it's really cool though. I mean, tell me what you think.
Well, for me, the reason why, well, first off, I was excited when I found out that they were going to do a different version of the Integra. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everybody was talking that they were going to do the Type S. And the reason why they're even doing this in the first place is because, according to automotive manufacturers, people are not buying coupes anymore. They're buying sedans. But the way that I see it is when they release something like the Integra, I want to compare it to what is out in the market and what is coming out for the market, which is like the GR Corolla. Mm. And the Z and stuff like that. You want something that exceeds the performance. And I don't know if this is going to do it for me. Right now, it looks like they're sugarcoating a Type R and putting it in a different body. And I know that that's what the Honda does, but I'm sad about it. Because the thing is I'm always looking for the predecessor of the DC2. You know, I'm always looking for that type of car. I've always been a fan of it. If you're from New York and you remember from when I was younger, these things were running rampant through the streets, and it's just a nostalgia piece for me. So to see this car and have it be four-door and it be under the title of Integra, I am just a little sad about it.
I can agree with that. I do think that putting the Integra name on a car that really doesn't resemble the Integra or the RSX at all,
mm-hmm.
I get why that's disappointing. But really, when I look at it, and I can rant about this all day, mm-hmm. when you break it down the way it is, you have a luxury brand vehicle only as of right now available with a 6-speed manual
mm-hmm.
and, you know, as a performance sedan. There's no competitors. You say, let's compare it to what's out there. There's no competitors. You can compare it to a GR Corolla, but that's not a luxury brand. That's also an all-wheel drive hatchback versus front-wheel drive sedan, six-speed manual, luxury brand. There's nothing, nothing. Find me something that competes with that directly. There's nothing.
Well, so, and from my research, mm-hmm. my two-second research that I did do, you know, they are comparing this to the price point of like a Mercedes AM6
right.
or a CLA. I meant to say BMW Grand Coupe and mm-hmm. stuff like that. They're going to compare it to the price point of those cars. And the reason why they're doing this is obviously Acura is the upgrade to Honda. So the price point is going to look like it's about around like $50,000. Mm-hmm. But the thing that, like I said, the thing that bothers me when you're looking for a car, you're trying to see the differences. And obviously we haven't gotten full specs on what's going on. This is just literally where we're getting these pictures. And then Motor Trends did a two lap. Got to run it for two laps all the way in Japan just for yep. two laps, and that's it. That's all we got as far as like information on the car. But it looks like I'm getting a luxury version of a Civic Type R. And honestly, like, they did the same thing with the Integra that they released this year, which was basically a glorified Civic Si.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm just, like I said, I'm always looking for something better, you know, and for some reason, I feel like I'm just getting a repeat of, yeah. and that just to me, it sucks. You know what I'm saying? As a car enthusiast, it sucks just because I want something better always.
Well, I guess when the manufacturers have these engines made and stuff like that, it's easy to recycle.
Of course.
And you know what? The K20C and the Type R is such a good engine. Why limit it to only one model? Wouldn't it be nice that you can get other options for it? But there are certain things with the Type S that I'm really excited for. And something like this, I would say, is that I'm not sure if you know, but these cars, Acura, are actually going to be produced in Ohio.
Yes. Yes, and,
yeah,
I do know that.
Yeah, yep. So these are going to be produced in Ohio. So, you know, so I'm assuming that there's going to be more availability of these cars. Mm-hmm. So if you take a $44,000 price point on the new Type R, plus $20,000 markups, $10,000 markups, which where they're at, mm-hmm. this car, if it has more availability, will probably be cheaper at the end of the day at a dealership than the Civic Type R.
Yeah.
If things stay the way that they are right now.
Well, and speculation, like mm-hmm. I said, yes, I understand what you're saying. But at the end of the day, like I said, you know, as a car enthusiast, and unfortunately, like being a car enthusiast nowadays, that's just not going to sell. And, you know, obviously a car enthusiast car and dream car doesn't sell anymore. So I think that's another reason why they're coming with the Type S. And that's what America does. They look for, they basically build you a car that you can, a daily driver could have with a little power into it. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. what I kind of wanted to get into is, if Max, you can pull up some of the pictures, I kind of want to get into looking at this car and kind of breaking down what we've gotten so far as details to what this, you know, to this car. Now, if you look at this car comparably to like the Civic Type R, it's a little bit wider. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously it has the body style of it, but like always, Acura kind of always ends up changing the front end. And I'm going to emphasize this. I feel like I'm getting a Type R with just a more luxury look to it. But the cool thing is the back end of it.
Well, why don't we talk about the current Integra right now? The current Integra, because I don't know if it's going to be wider than the Civic Type R, but it's definitely wider than the base Integra.
That's what I meant to say. Yeah. I apologize.
What do you think about the Integra, the current Integra?
Well, for me, and this is just straight up off the bat, and I even said this to you mm-hmm. earlier today, man. If I didn't get reminded by the Type S, and this is a person coming from a person who works in automotive, mm-hmm. I literally work in automotive every day.
Yep.
I forgot about it.
Yep. So I'll tell you this.
I forgot about this damn car.
I love Hondas. I love Integras. And when they said that they were going to bring back the Integra, I put that in my calendar. I watched the release live when they did it, mm-hmm. and I was so excited for it. And even I will tell you, this new Integra is a bust.
Yes.
It's a bust. I can't justify it. There was a part of me, I just bought a new car, and I wanted the Integra so bad, but I can't justify the price point with what you get. You're looking at a 200-horsepower luxury entry-level sedan. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not that appealing.
Yeah.
You know?
And from what I've got, like, and again, the small research that I did, so I've watched a couple videos and stuff like that, and the FL5 compared to the FK8, mm-hmm. which is basically, like I said, the reason why I'm comparing this is because it's all we got. Right mm-hmm. now, when it comes to the Type S Integra, we don't have anything. So I could only go backwards and kind of get from the information that we've gotten so far, because apparently the same engine, the same 2-liter four line engine that we're going to be getting, that we have in the Civic Type R right now, is going to be the same engine that we're going to get in this Type S. Mm-hmm. You know, it is slower from people putting them online. It is slower than the FK8.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think it's because I think the FK8 is lighter, but I'm not sure. Yeah. Also, could do with what tires they come with and stuff like that. But really, they're basically the same. They just look different.
Yes.
You know, but for the new Type R, even though it basically has the same components as the old Type R, there are some pros. People like the more kind of toned down look, and the interior is without a doubt nicer. Mm-hmm. But with the Type S, you know, I think it's going to be a little bit slower because it's going to be heavier. It's going to have all these comfort features and stuff like that. It's not going to have all that weight reduction stuff. It'll mm-hmm. probably come with a sunroof. It'll probably come with electronic adjustable seats and stuff like that. Leather material, whatever. It's going to be heavier.
Yes.
But you're still going to get the horsepower. You're still going to get 300 plus horsepower, which is, you know, basically what the first Integra should have had, mm-hmm. you know, or at least maybe like high 200s. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so this is kind of more or less getting closer to the car that the enthusiast wanted.
Yes. And I'm going to say this much. This is where I get worried, because as a fan of Honda, I am literally a Honda enthusiast. I would probably call myself that. When you compare this car to, let's say, like I said, the new stuff that's in the market, like a Golf R, like yep. an Elantra N, then going down to the newer stuff like the GR Corolla that I'm extremely excited about, mm-hmm. that is all-wheel drive, by the way, which I can't stop talking about this car. Yep. This whole office can't stop talking about this car. Down to getting, now we're talking about Nissan Z. This car is going to, again, I think once it gets released, it's going to be one of those cars that you forget about, unfortunately. You know, that's just how I see it.
You know, I think the moral of what you just said is, mm-hmm. I think that people shouldn't take for granted how good cars are right now.
Yes.
You know,
well, like, you emphasize
yeah,
this too.
Yeah, so I mean, like, all those options that you have there were not options a few years ago, and mm-hmm. the car industry was kind of lacking in that kind of field. And now we got all these really, really solid options. Yeah, the prices have gone up, and they're not where probably most people want them to be, but it's exciting to know that the manufacturers are coming out with cool stuff again, right?
No, I agree. And again, you know, as an enthusiast, when you see these platforms being resurfaced, like an Integra, mm-hmm. like a Civic, like all these cars being resurfaced into the Type R and stuff like that being resurfaced, you get excited about it. And yep. the thing is as a car enthusiast, you want to see nostalgia. And I think that a lot of these R&D teams, although they're doing a great job, and don't get it twisted, you buy this car, you're buying a high-performance car mm-hmm. compared to its predecessor. I mean, back in the days, we're talking about 100-plus horsepower. You yep. know, now we're at cars that come stock 300 horsepower.
Yep.
You know, these are fast freaking cars. Let's be real here.
Yes, they are.
But at the same time, when you start to compare them to what's out and available right now, when you compare them to these electric cars that are coming out, you kind of get this, you know, as a person that came from the internal combustion engine era and stuff like that, you want them to come out with some hard-hitting stuff, and it's just not doing it for me specifically. Yes, am I excited about it? Yes, at the end of the day, some of these cars that have gotten released, like what's his name's car that from Fitment Industries, Dakota's car, what's his name?
Supra?
The Supra. Yep. Yeah, like I always mention that at first glance, this is what we do as car enthusiasts. We tear it apart. But then later on, are they going to live up to their legacy? I think so. But when it comes to this car, and then you see that it's a sedan and it's an Integra with a Type S logo, and it is a four-door, I just feel like, damn, what are you doing to what I thought the car was?
Right.
Now it's becoming this family car, and maybe that's just the future of it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Even down to what we're showing right there, the AE86, you know what I'm saying? Like, that car is fire, bro.
Yep.
But then Acura comes out with this, GR86, I meant to say. Acura comes out with this, and I mean, and it just kind of like, damn, bro, like you're supposed to come out with something that is like supposed to be competition for these other companies, and this is just not it for me specifically, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say 2 points here on this. So if the reason why I have such an issue with like the current Integra, uh-huh. a reason why I have a problem with that is because that comes out as an enthusiast car, right? Look at the yellow on the screen.
Yes.
That's not a Type S. That's
yes.
that was released on the press for yep. the regular Integra, which is yet to come out yet.
Yeah.
Which you'll probably see the yellow color for the Type S. But when the regular Integra, this one, was first released, enthusiast car, this and that, they got a decal on the side. You know, it's a performance car. You can get something like a Sonata, a Hyundai Sonata, for like, it comes with like 280 to 300 horsepower. That's what the Sonata comes with, turbo. Like, you know, how can you come out with this big reveal of a performance car? Meanwhile, Hyundai has their casual family car smoking you down the road.
Yep.
That's one issue I have with this. Yep. Second issue, you're talking about other cool cars like the GR Corolla. GR Corolla is going to be similar in price point, not exactly the same, a little bit less expensive more than likely, but the markup will probably be there. So if I'm debating between these two cars and I have a GR Corolla, which is compact, hatchback, all-wheel drive, you know, really cool performance hatch, versus this, if they're similar price, you know what I'm probably going to go with? I'm probably going to go with the Type S.
Why?
So I would probably go with the Type S. One, you're saying it's a family car, this and that. The back seats on the GR Corolla, it's the same seats as the regular Corolla hatch. Those are basically useless. They're really small. So, you know, you don't have the practicality there in terms of the back seat room. The interior is going to be by far nicer coming from a luxury brand rather than Toyota. And personally, I don't know. I think it looks better, maybe a little more practical. Well, I know you're missing out on all-wheel drive, but similar power specs. So, you know, I think I would probably opt to the Type S.
Well, and this is why I tried to emphasize, you know, and I think this is across the board. Car enthusiasts do not sell cars. As much as we talk about all, like, we want to do, you know, we want to buy this, we want to get this.
Nor do we buy cars.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, you know, we end up recycling the same cars over and over again, you know what I mean, and kind of just trashing them, you know. So I get that point. At the end of the day, car enthusiasts do not sell cars. I understand that. But this is a podcast where we're talking about the capability of buying yourself a car enthusiast car. And I get what you're saying. Off the bat, we were saying this. Off the bat, if I had to choose a car between, like, let's say a GR Corolla, which, you know, and let's say the price point is similar, you're right, in some capacity, I probably, for my daily, would pick the Type S.
You would at least consider, like, strongly consider.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
I mean, what do you like? But you like the forged carbon roof on the Corolla that you can show off to your friends, or do you like having the little extra, you know, gadgets and support in your seat and stuff like that? Like, what's better on a daily basis? Like, hey man, look at my roof, it's really cool. Or hey, my seat is really comfortable because it's normal.
Yeah. No. I 100% get it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I it's just, again, it's a nostalgia point for me. At the end of the day, it's like the simple fact that from what we got so far is basically like I'm getting a luxury Type R with a little less power in it. That's basically what we're going to get, I guarantee you. And just like you said, yes, the price points are going to be a little bit higher. Maybe later on it'll start dropping down. You know what I mean? But it is going to be higher in the higher end, because that's what Acura is the step up from Honda, you know. So I wish they would have named it something different. When I think of Integra, I think of a DC2. What I think of the Type R, I think of that, you know, the two, you know, the coupe, you know. And it's just, I wish that they that was gonna exist again, but I think it's one of those things of the past, you know. And unfortunately, we got to keep moving forward.
This is when everyone goes, but the Integra was originally a four-door. That's when everyone says that. But you know what? No one remembers the four-door Integra. No one remembers that. No one wanted it.
Yes.
So, you know, I would stand by that statement of saying most people want the DC2.
With that being said, and actually this is a great point that has been spoken about. One of the things that I wish would have been done with something like this, because the STI is gone, you know, it would have been cool if the R&D team decided to bring out a car like this and just modernize an all-wheel drive version of this car. If they would have done that, go ahead.
Yeah, Acura has their SH all-wheel drive, super handle and all-wheel drive. If they were somehow able to implement that the price would go up, but that would be crazy.
That's what I'm saying. That would be crazy. But the thing is they need it right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They need something. Look, Integra comes with a whole, support system around it, like a whole community that will literally just run to buy this car just because it has the Integra tagline on it.
No,
imagine if it was all-wheel drive. Right. Imagine, you know what I'm saying? Just imagine that. Mm-hmm. It would explode the whole internet, probably, you know, most likely. The STI is gone, so you don't have that option. So it's a performance-based car now. All of a sudden.
Evo's gone, too.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, Evo's gone, too.
So this will basically fit a slot, you know, that is empty at this point. You know what I'm saying?
For all-wheel drive performance sedans, yeah.
Exactly.
Obviously you have M3s and stuff like that, but that's a vacant position, that's for sure. But Now let's go on the other side. If you're talking about how the four-door and the looks and this and that kind of loses its heritage from the original Integra.
Heritage, would, that's a perfect word.
Wouldn't all-wheel drive just dilute it even more? Because, you know, there's no correlation between all-wheel drive and an Integra until they make it.
But that's what I'm trying to say. It's just to advance what was. Yeah, don't get it twisted. Yes, of course, the Heritage is a front-wheel drive car. Mm-hmm. That's what Honda is built on, you know what I mean? And especially when it comes to motorsports and all that, that's what it's built on. But at the end of the day, it's time for new innovation. And if you were to come out with a new car and then say, hey, by the way, this has an all-wheel drive built into it, and it's built by Honda's R&D team. Literally, bro, I'm telling you, it would change the game. Not only that, you can higher the price point of it.
Well, yeah, definitely. Well, the way I see it is that, you know, there was the original Integra Type R, mm-hmm. the Integra Type R, and people might like that. There was no DC2 Type S in America. There was no Type S for the original Integra. First one started. What was the first Type S?
Was from Japan, but that was the NSX.
Oh, and then after that,
CL.
So I mean, like, when I look at it this way, Acura, which doesn't really exist anywhere besides, you know, in the United States, and I guess Canada.
Yeah,
in Canada. So Western Hemisphere. Yeah. So Acura is only over here, and it doesn't really, you know, it's all Honda everywhere else. The way it's different is they can do different stuff with these cars. So in other words, instead of doing the Type R stuff that was overseas everywhere else with the Honda line for the Honda Integra Type R and stuff like that, they can implement an all-wheel drive system into the new Integra, even though it doesn't kind of follow that lineage, but it follows the lineage of Acura as a brand, not Honda as a brand, but Acura, because Honda doesn't really have a lot of all-wheel drive stuff. Yes. But you know who does? Acura.
Yeah.
So I do understand your point on that, on how they could implement, because they have that system ready to go.
Yep.
They have that on the TLX.
Yep.
They have that on their other cars. So maybe mm-hmm. they could implement an all-wheel drive system into the new Type S.
But and you know, this is one of the things that I was always curious about, because the RSX that came out in a Type S,
mm-hmm.
you know, to me is one of those cars that was underappreciated. And I always wonder, like, how sales-wise, because if you realize when that car came out, nothing really came out like it afterwards in some capacity, like as far as it having the prototype of a motorsports inspired type of car with the Type S lineage under it, and obviously being more of a sporty, but also
an economy car.
Yes,
almost? Yeah.
yes. Like, you know, I'm assuming that they probably stopped making it because it didn't sell well.
You know what's funny? My friend bought this car.
Oh, you said this.
My friend had a DC5 Type S, and he bought this car, I want to say, probably in 2013. Mm-hmm. 2013, he bought it for $7,000 here in New York.
Yep.
$7,000. If he had that car to this day right now, it would sell higher than what he bought it for. If he still had that car right this second, it would sell higher than $7,000.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But that's what I'm trying to say. I think that's the one thing that I also realized, because even though I like the car a lot, the RSX doesn't really get a lot of love.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
it's a great car, though.
It is a great car.
Yeah.
But I think point is, at the end of the day, for me specifically, as the title says, is it a yay or nay? For me specifically, nay. I would not purchase this car. I probably will look at something else. Honestly, we have been talking about this in this office. Hyundai is coming out with some really good looking cars that are fast, that also have a sports look to it, and it's just better.
Their N
line is fire, bro. Yeah, I would probably get an Elantra N way before I would get this car. And the reason why is just that I feel like Honda, and I'm gonna say it out loud, Honda is just not listening to their people, and they're just trying to come out with an economy car. And I don't know, you know, but then at the end of the day, I am not a car manufacturer. We're a wheel manufacturer. Mm-hmm. So that's my wheelhouse. One of the things that I was telling Rich is just like, there's a lot of people who want different type of style wheels and all that. But realistically, there's always the black wheel that sells the best. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just does. It just does.
The black wheel in the wheel industry is the SUV of the car manufacturer.
Literally, bro. Yeah, it's like, you know, the black wheel always sells. You know, as much as we try to do different colors, and all of you out there will literally be on a forum with me talking about, yo, let's do sparkly shit. Let's do shiny shit. Let's do some chromies. But at the end of the day, what sells the most is a black wheel. And that's just it. You know what I'm saying? So maybe I don't know how it is, you know, when it comes to automotive manufacturing. I'm not an automotive manufacturer. Their R&D team has done the research and development of knowing exactly what sells. So this is what sells. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that when it hits the market, maybe it might explode and a bunch of people buy it. And then we look like idiot. I look like an idiot.
Yeah, I was going to say, as for the title for yay or nay, I'm going to go with yay.
Okay.
I think it's going to be really cool. I'm super excited to see what else they you know, introduce for this car. And I do think that Luis is going to change his mind in the near future. Plus, also, Honda is notorious for revealing stuff like this in this kind of fashion. Mm-hmm. And then also releasing it like available to the market in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
The Honda Civic Type R was revealed later than the GR Corolla, and people own the new Type R right this second. Where's the GR Corollas? So the turnaround time on this type of stuff will be very quick. I think people are going to see these cars, a lot more information coming soon for the new year and whatnot. And I bet you they're going to hit, well, they said they're going to start going to dealerships next summer. Mm-hmm. And I bet you they're going to stay right on that time frame. So we'll see if you change your mind, because I think it's gonna be really cool.
What I said, I already told all the guys here, when the GR Corolla is affordable, that's what I'm gonna be driving next. You know, so that's just my thing.
And now you say it to everyone.
Yeah, I am. It's just the type of car that I like, man. I mean, plus I'm a hatchy dude forever, bro. I mean, I have my little.
That's a great looking car. When I saw it at SEMA, I was like, this is it. I was like, this is it.
Yo, and I watch a video of Throttle House. Mm-hmm. Basically, they put the Civic Type R, the new FL5.
I saw it, yeah.
You seen that one?
Yeah, with the GR Corolla.
With the Focus RS on the line.
Yep.
And basically, Focus RS and the no, it was the Focus
RS. Oh, and they did a Golf R.
And the Golf R.
Golf R, yep.
Both smoke the crap out of the FL5.
Yeah, well, we'll drive off the line. But from a roll, it won't be that way. From a roll, the Civic will be able to keep up better. But can we talk about how crazy the Focus RS is? It, you know, stopped production when 2019 and came into market, what, 2016, something like that? And still just like that high performance.
And people sleep on it. You know why?
Yeah.
People sleep on it because they think Ford.
Low-key ugly.
They think Ford too, though, and they think, you know, low performance compared to JDM. Well, that's our people, at least.
Look at that car. I love that thing.
Yeah, that car is oof.
That's factory paint. It came in that car.
Bro, look, bro. Come on, man. And it's four door. And see, that's what I'm trying to say.
And a hatch,
bro. You're chilling, bro. This is what I'm talking about. Rest in peace. Like, but still, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you compare these type of cars, and then you look at this Type S. Like, I sound like a hater, because at the end of the day, I think it's a good looking car? Yes, it is a good looking car.
They haven't taken off the camo yet. We don't know.
Well, true. And there's a lot of stuff. It's all speculation right now. Yeah. But I think.
Look at that exhaust. That is so sick.
And look at the rear diffuser. That's cool, man. No, the rear diffuser looks cool, man. There's a lot of cool features to it. And I know we haven't gotten anything yet. But if you look at Honda's track record, it's, you know, look at the Acura and the Civic Si. I feel like it's going to happen all over again. And all them appreciative, you know, you always want something new from what you feel passionate about, but at the end of the day, I think we're getting the same thing all over again with just a little few differences, and that's just not going to take my money.
That might be the case.
Yeah. But with that being said, we'll look at some more pictures. But with that being said, guys, thank you so much for joining us again on another beautiful Wheel Wednesday podcast. And from myself and Rich, happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays.
There's a lot of things coming up next year. Obviously, you guys see through our social media. We got the whole team, Max, rolling out some really cool stuff that we're going to be putting out for 2023. You guys have seen the Forge line. Make sure to check out our website, because we talk about all of the Forge line that's going on, some of the models that are coming out for that Forge line, as well as the new Ultragram. that we're coming out with that if you check out koenigwheels.com/new-4-2023, we have some information available on that. But we'll be dropping some more info on that coming up in the next couple weeks and months and stuff like that. So make sure you stay tuned. As well as this Friday, we're dropping a piece of content, and it's a Carnatomy.
Mm-hmm.
Of my boy Grant Walker and the Mechanical Advantage team over there. Those boys are literally mad scientists. If you look at this car, it looks like a Batmobile. It's a crazy looking car. And basically, he's going to break down to you how he built that car. And if you look at it, it's pretty much built from scratch. This man built the Batman car out of a Miata, only it's not a Miata, or maybe it is a Miata. I don't know. Go check it out this Friday when we drop that piece of content, as well as we're live here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. where either myself or Scott or Rich or Max are answering all the questions that you guys ask us. You can ask us literally anything down to what we have eaten that day. We'll probably answer, maybe not, maybe so, or maybe yes. Anyways, anything you have to say?
Just everyone have a nice day. Enjoy the holiday season.
Happy holidays from all of us here at Koenig. Thank you so much for tuning in. Peace out, bro.
Peace.